Hey, greetings. This is Brother James, NoParish.com, John 424 Radio. Coming to you today, this is a really, really, really different topic. Ready? Kicking against the pricks explained. Kicking against the pricks explained. This is an unusual topic, and this question was asked by a dear saint, and I have a scripture verse that we're going to work from. The text for today is Acts 9, verse 5. And he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." Kicking against the pricks. What in the world does this mean? Again, this is a very good question. Let's look at, as usual, the Greek. Do a little research here and see what we can come up with. God's word is so full of the riches of truth, isn't it? When we just probe and rightly divide and seek, instead of just blowing by something, we look into it, right? Like a Berean, and it unpacks so much for us. So, kicking against a prick, what is that? In the Greek, that means it's like a sting, it's like a point, it's also called a goad. And, of course, prick. So it's like a bee sting, scorpion, or locust. But it also has another meaning, and that's more in line with what we're talking about here. An iron goad, so a prick or a goad, is for urging on oxen, horses, and other beasts of burden. So think about that. So it's a tool used to move animals along. I did some research, and this is interesting. It meshed really well with my background. I grew up on farms, and I remember people handling horses and cattle. They had long poles, long sticks, and some of them were just pointed sharp. Others had like a metal tip on the end of it, and it was used when the cattle weren't moving the way they should. You poke them with it. Now, it doesn't even go in their skin. They have really thick hide. It doesn't harm them. It's not like a spear going in them. It's just like a poke that annoys them and gets them moving on their thick skin. Just enough pain, but not harm in their thick skin, so it wasn't abusive or anything. And so I remember, in my past, them using these long sticks. They're called a prick or a goad. And this is where we get the term a cattle prod from. A prod. It would move them along. Some are even electrified. I remember I used to use one of those as well. And you could give them a little zap. Doesn't hurt them that bad, but it gets their attention, and it gets them moving. The other thing I was thinking about was I used to have horses before I was a Christian, and we would use a little metal wheel on our boots called a spur, right? A metal wheel. It wasn't sharp, but it was enough to poke them like a prick or like a goad. And if the horse was disobeying or not acting right, you would just move the spur into their side. That was really uncomfortable for them. It got their attention. Once they knew, hey, if I don't act up, I don't get the spur. When I act up, I'm going to get that spur, which causes me pain. You teach them, and you hardly ever have to use the spur on them. It just guides them when they get in a rebellious mindset. And cattle and horses, goats can have that kind of a rebellious mindset. So that's the prick or the goad. Also, another note, think about modern-day police officers using stun guns. It's a little different, but same basic idea is they use an electric stun gun to stop a violent person. It shocks them, it immobilizes them, it doesn't kill them. It's basically non-lethal. And so this whole idea of a prick or a goad used to control something, that's what this is talking about. Also, you ever hear the term, oh, I pricked my finger? That's where we get it from. The prick or the goad from the end of this cattle stick, let's call it, a livestock stick. And you know, as I do these teachings, I'm always amazed. Man likes to believe he's so advanced, computers, going into space, all this high-tech stuff, but we still use terms and ways from the ancient days, like a prick or like a goad or like a cattle prod. Or a stun gun. Pretty interesting, isn't it? Now, the Old Testament uses some of these as well. It uses the word goad, same thing as the prick. 1 Samuel 13:21. Yet they had a file for the matlocks, and for the coulters, and for the forks, and for the axes, and to sharpen the goad. So I guess if they really wanted to get someone's attention, you sharpen that goad up. Yeah, that's a sharp object poking you. Definitely is going to get your attention. I like this one, Ecclesiastes 12:11. The words of the wise are as goads, and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. Isn't that neat? So the words of the wise are as goads. What does that mean? Goads direct you, right? Keep you going in the right direction. That's what the words of the wise do, right? Keeps you going in the right direction. So I've kind of laid down that history for you to say this. The meaning of what Jesus was saying in Acts 9 is that Paul, Apostle Paul, he was Saul, he was persecuting and even took part in killing Christians. He was fighting against God. He was like the stubborn steer or the horse, and he wasn't heeding to the Lord. Jesus is basically saying, it's going to be really hard if you try to kick against the prick. Meaning, God's got the best goad. God has the best stick to guide us. You don't want to be pushing back against God's word, God's spirit, God's truth. That's what Paul was doing. Kicking against the pricks, pushing against a goad. The goad is to move you in the right direction. Paul was rebelling against it. Not good. Some people would say Paul was offering vain, perilous resistance to God until he met Christ on the road to Damascus. His heart and mind were changed. He was born again. We know the rest of the story. Brother Paul became a great man of God, and Christ used him to go to the Gentiles. So it's all about man's stubborn will. We can all kick against the pricks and the goad of life and what God tries to bring us. You don't think that's true? Think about it. If you don't obey the word of God, if you don't follow the spirit of God, if you're not keeping his commandments and his ways and his word and his traditions, you're kicking against the pricks and the goad, aren't you, of God? You are. You're going against his will, his word, his ways. We all can fall prey to that. That's how mankind fell into sin. God said, don't eat from that tree. They kicked against the prick and the goad, and they said, oh, we're going to try that. And Eve gave it to Adam, and the rest was history. Man fell into sin. So it's always best to use wisdom, not resist against God, even if we don't understand. Yield to his will. He is a good father. He always knows best. He knows the future. He knows the right path. Those goads and those pricks in the word of God are there to guide us to truth, and not be pushing against them. It is painful whenever you push against a pointy goad. Just think of a stick and it pushes into your skin. If you don't move from it and move into it, it's going to hurt. It might stick in you, right? It's like a rebellious farm critter learns. Also, if we push against God's goad and God's pricks that are pointing us in the right direction, sometimes pain and chastisement to move us in the right direction, but we push against it. No, Lord, I don't want to do that. I'm going to do it my way, or I can't do that, or, oh, that's too hard and it's too extreme to separate from that person. And God is pushing that goad or that prick into us to move us to another place, and we push against it. Yeah, it's going to cause us a lot more pain in the future when we don't obey God, right? Proverbs 13:15. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. So if we obey God's word, there's much favor. It could be hard to do it. You might be persecuted for it. But in the long run, you're going to get the favor of God, the blessing of God, the grace of God. If you go against him, you're a transgressor. That's a hard life. It's only going to get worse when you think about eternity, right? So goads and pricks, don't be kicking against them. A little pointy, sharp tool, or the word of God and spirit, moving you along in the right direction. I hope that has edified you. Look how important the meaning of words are. Do not ever overlook looking at the Greek, looking at the Hebrew. Do a little investigation. So many of our cultural things are linked to God's eternal word. I'll give you one quickly. Men taking their hat off at their pagan funerals, their pagan baseball games, singing their pagan anthem, taking their hat off as a sign of honor. Do it even today, don't they? Most people do. You don't take your hat off at one of those events, people look at you like, oh, look at him, he's so disrespectful. Where does that come from? 1 Corinthians 11, Paul says, a man's head should be uncovered because it's reverence to God. So just an example, use those word studies, go deep, rightly divide the word of God. I'm glad that the saint asked this question. The saints I know ask such good questions. And you may ask, well, why do they ask such good questions? It's not because they're united to me. You know what? They're in the word daily, and I encourage that. They're studying, they're rightly dividing, they want to understand the word, know the word, they want to obey the word, they want to walk in it and live in the word. That's the sign of a true, holy, set-apart saint that's being a Berean. That's the fruit of a saint of God. Anybody can go to a church building on Sunday. Anybody can read a devotional for 10 minutes a day and then go off in the world and live as they like. But Bereans are in the word, always heeding, always seeking its wisdom, always applying it to their life. And that's what I see in the saints that I know. So I love the questions that I get asked. I hope that's edified you. Go test your fruit. Are you kicking against the pricks and the goad of God today? If you are, you need to repent, get in line with his word. You be blessed. Test yourself at the gospel. It's on every page at don'tperish.com. Look at the teaching blog or our teaching library. Lots of articles, audio, sisters, blogs to offer to our saints and seekers. We don't want you to be kicking against the pricks and the goads of life or of God. We want you walking on the straight and narrow road. You get walking on the straight and narrow road and you're obeying God and you don't go off in the ditch and you don't rebel, no goad or pricks are going to be used against you. It's when we rebel. It's when we turn back. It's when we decide we're going to do our own thing. God chastises those whom he loves. He's going to use things like goads and pricks in the spiritual world. Maybe even physical through health issues. Yeah, we see that in the Bible too. To guide us because he's a good and loving father. So that's what I have for you. Till next time, check out our resources. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. We love you all. May God be praised.